Last Sunday, I began preaching the first part of John chapter 7. And if you'll remember, Jesus has come to Jerusalem to celebrate the Feast of Booths. Now, this was a time to commemorate, to remember when Israel had been in the wilderness wanderings. But also, as part of this ancient feast, included were prayers for rain and water. For this was the dry season in Israel. And while people came and gave thanks to God for the harvest that had been taken in the fall, they were also coming to ask God to send water again for the coming year. Now, on the last day of this feast, Jesus cries out, we're told in verse 37, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." Jesus alone is the one who can satisfy the thirst in people's hearts as he gives them the living water. Now, as with much of this chapter, we find people who just don't understand what it was that Jesus was saying. They don't even capture the magnitude of the words of Christ. Sadly, there were going to be a lot of folks that when this feast was over, they were going to return back to their homes, to their villages, and they were going to be spiritually just as dry and as thirsty as they had been when they came to the feast to begin with. What's sad about that was that spiritually there was enough water for all of them to drink. Jesus is a well that is deep enough for everybody to be satisfied. So as we look over this last half of John 7, I want to just simply remind you that you do not have to stay spiritually thirsty. The water that you need to quench the deepest need of your soul is freely given. All you have to do is simply come and drink of Jesus. And so, by the time we get to the end of the message today, my prayer is that if you are thirsty, that you will just simply come and believe in Jesus and let him quench your thirst and satisfy your soul. Now, for us to drink deeply of Jesus, we need to understand a few things. We need to understand, first of all, what he's saying in our text. Secondly, we need to understand why those people in the day of Christ missed it. And thirdly, we need to understand what we have to do to receive this offer of living water. So let's look, first of all, at what Jesus is saying. Earlier in this chapter, in verse 32, the religious leaders had sent the temple guards to arrest Jesus. Now, those guards, they found him teaching in the temple, but they never arrested him. They never took him into custody. In fact, when they came back to the leaders, they were empty-handed. And they gave a reason why they did not arrest Jesus in verse 46. And that is one of the most powerful, memorable lines in the New Testament. What did they say? "Never has a man spoken the way this man speaks." They had never heard a man say the things that Jesus had said. And they were referring to what Jesus said in verse 37, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." So what is it about this word from Jesus that was so powerful? What was the force of the statement that so struck these men? Well, let's first of all consider the powerful context of the words of Jesus. So yes, in verse 37, you have Jesus saying, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." But you need to understand the background. During the Feast of Booths, there was a ritual that the priest performed daily. They would leave the Temple Mount and they would go down to the Pool of Siloam. And there they would take a golden bowl and they would dip into the springs at the Pool of Siloam, filled with that water. And then in a procession, they would take this bowl of water up back up to the Temple Mount, to the altar in front of the temple. And there they would pour that water onto the altar as an offering to God and a prayer to God that God would send them rain. While the priests were making the procession of bringing the water back up to the altar, the people would line the way, and a choir would go before the priests, and the choir would sing a song based on Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 3. And the words they would sing from Isaiah 12, 3 are, "Therefore, with joy shall you draw out of the wells of salvation." They understood that if God did not send the rain, the well would go dry, and when the well went dry, they would die. They understood if God didn't send the rain, the crops wouldn't grow, and therefore they would die. They knew their life depended on God giving them the water. So it's in this background that Jesus says, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." Do you see the power of that? These people are crying out to God for water, and Jesus is saying, "I am the water." One of the most memorable scenes from my young adulthood was when President Ronald Reagan went to Germany during the time of the Berlin Wall, and there was Ronald Reagan. You can picture this as I'm saying it because it's such a powerful image. I imagine most of you in this room can picture President Reagan standing in front of the Brandenburg Gate in Germany. And what are the words? Do you remember it? "Mr. Gorbachev," talking about the Soviet premier, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." It was just such a powerful, iconic image. It's just forever burned into my memory. Same thing. As the priests are bringing up the bowl of golden water and the people are crying with joy, the choir singing, "With joy, let us draw from the well of your salvation." And Jesus is saying, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." That's the powerful context. But there's also the powerful content. Look at verse 38, what Jesus went on to say. "He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water." You want the water, Jesus is saying? Believe in me, and a river will flow up out of your very soul. Notice who was invited. Jesus said, "If anyone is thirsty, all you need is a spiritual thirst for more. A spiritual thirst to have a relationship with God." And Jesus says, "You're welcome to come. You're invited to come." And Jesus can quench the thirst of all who have come. It was the great Charles Spurgeon who many years ago preached and said of this passage, "You may come in your dozens, your scores, your hundreds, your thousands, your millions, and your hundreds of millions." All can come to Jesus. But also notice what was indicated. Jesus said, "If anyone's thirsty, let him come to me and drink." But Jesus was saying, "I am the one who can give you living water. Nobody else can do that. Only Jesus can give you that living water." In Numbers chapter 20, when Israel was in its wilderness wanderings, they're crying out for water and thirst in the desert. And God gave them water from a rock. Of course, we know that rock was a picture of Jesus. And Jesus is the rock from which the water of God flows and meets the need of his people. So no wonder why these temple guards stopped dead in their tracks. It was a powerful word from Jesus. And they understood that this was a powerful man unlike any others. So as I come to the end of the first part of this message today, answer this question for yourself. Do you feel the power of this statement from Jesus? If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. It's time for the children.